Yeah, most certainly, yeah. I think everybody, you know, inside and outside of the club realise that Wexford are at the centre. They finished 14 points ahead of us last year. I think they've strengthened. I think they're a better side now than what they were last year. I feel we are, you know, have improved. How much of an improvement we'll know at 9 o'clock this evening. It'll be very difficult down there. They're physically very strong. A lot of good footballers, and you know they're a very together bunch. They work very hard on and off the ball. So yeah, I Wexford will be there in the top three at the end of the season. So we'll have a fair notion where we stand in a couple of hours' time.
Somewhat surprising though that I mean, they did get off to a disappointing start to the season. What do you think happened there?
Well, to be fair to them, six or seven, you know, the likes of Tony Furlong, he only came back into the third. In fifth, he scored, I think, 28 goals in his own last years. They have a number of players out in the first two games against Kevin and Waterford, and basically they've won the last four on the trot, so they're right back in it. And I would imagine we'll stay in the hunt, you know, till this season as well.
And in terms of your own personnel for tonight, are you pretty much at full strength? Well, the line to the southeast seems to be in bother as well. We're not having a great day in terms of mobile coverage.
Sorry, Chris.
Yeah, we just lost you there for a second. Just asking you in terms of your selection for tonight, have you had a full-strength squad other than Rory Keating to choose from?
No. Jimmy Bersmulti was unable to travel. He's in South his partner, they're expecting a child. And he was unable to give a commitment to travel. So, look, while we're disappointed, in particularly a physical game like tonight, not to have him, you know, we weren't going to send him away after the choice he made. So we're about him as well, and obviously Paddy Mealy is still out and will be out for another couple of weeks.
So a little bit of reshuffling in defensive terms.
Yeah, there will, yeah. But at the same time, as I've said a number of times, is that we have a fair even panel where, you know, while Damien, you know, at set pieces throwing against us will be a loss. We have lads that can step in of decent quality also. You know, there's not a huge amount of gap, as I said, between your starting 11 and the seven lads that are subs, or even that, you know, the 10, you know, of a 22 panel. There's not much between the best and worst, if that makes sense. So look, we've people that step up to tonight, and it'll be a good opportunity for some of them.
And finally, Ollie, we've said it many times, a long, long way to go, but, you know, perhaps even if it's a draw tonight, Athlone will have been disappointed to have dropped points at home to Cavan Teely last night. I'm sure you would love to be in an early breakaway if that were to happen.
I mean, you know, if we were to get something out of tonight, be it a draw, I think we'd be quite happy. We haven't, you know, we've played them four times in the league last year, obviously twice in home and twice away, and we couldn't beat them any of the four times. So, you know, we'll see how it goes. We're not going to go out there, you know, and just try and play for a draw. Obviously, now we'll go and have a cut at it, but at the same time, you know, they're decent. They've a lot of decent players and physically very, very strong. So we'll see what happens. But as I said earlier on, like, we know where we are, you know, at 9 o'clock this evening in general terms of exactly how well we've improved.